The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A man who needs no introduction.
The Black Information Network is committed to bringing you up-to-the-date news stories that are relevant, informative, and inspiring. And while news stories are always being updated and others are breaking, we understand that you need to be in the know all week long. Welcome to your Midweek Memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja.
All right, first up from CNN, seven jurors were placed Tuesday on the panel that will decide former President Donald Trump's guilt or innocence in the New York hush money case, a process that has highlighted how difficult and often contentious it will be to pick a full jury. Trump's lawyers dug through prospective jurors' social media posts to try and root out those with anti-Trump bias from getting on the jury, even questioning several of them about their posts as the defense team asked to remove them from the jury for cause. So, if you're paying close attention to this, which I unfortunately am, you know that this is going to be a bit of a process. So it turns out they need 18 jurors. You know, they need like reserve backup jurors so that things can move along. But it's kind of tough because typically you want jurors who are not familiar with the person in question. And of course, since this was the former president, presidents are among the most popular human beings that walk the earth. And because this was such a polarizing president, the selection process is even more challenging still. So New York City took the wise step of sending out extra summons to fill the additional slots of hopefully unbiased jurors. Actually, they sent out a total of 200 extra summons because their assumption is that many folks are going to have strong opinions on Trump. Now, if that was the only thing, then it wouldn't really be a Trump trial. So we'll add to that, Trump really seems to be frustrating the judge. He's been admonished for attempts at intimidating the jurors. He's fallen asleep twice so far during the trial. And then the judge said that they would have to wait and see if Trump would be able to go to his son's graduation ceremony. But Trump is proceeding and posting as though the judge has told him that he couldn't go. So this is creating a lot of frustration with the judge. And obviously, this all comes in addition to the gag order that was issued by this judge already. And that led to Trump claiming that he couldn't exercise, you know, his freedom of speech and that he was willing to go to jail and be like a Nelson Mandela figure. Which again is a huge stretch. He just talks too much and he's invoking the names of people that have nothing to do with this trial. And the judge doesn't want him doing that specifically. But yeah, Trump is being Trump. And we're all subject to these these stories. And so they're a little bit more up to speed here. But one good thing is that they're hoping that jury selection is going to be finished by the end of the week. So hopefully the trial gets underway and we can start to see what is what. Moving on and keeping in presidential news, Newsweek is reporting that Joe Biden now leads Donald Trump in 10 polls. So I'll share a bit. With 7 months to go until the presidential election, incumbent President Joe Biden is beating his Republican challenger, Donald Trump, in a series of recent polls. The Democrat is leading Trump in 10 separate polls conducted in the last month. Although experts have cautioned that it is still too early to call the election, and Trump is polling higher than Biden in other polls, too. So, yeah, there's, I guess, good news there. Or maybe it's good news for Joe Biden. But I think what it shows probably more than anything is that Donald Trump is losing favor with the general public, not that Joe Biden is really gaining it. Although you could make that argument, because Joe Biden is really working that student loan angle. And that's really affecting people. It's, you know, I know people personally who have been impacted by that, and they're like, hey, I'm grateful. It's worth a vote for me. But I think that Trump being in the news for so much of these negative things, it has to be taking a toll. But again, they're warning us not to read too much into these polls, because there are some polls that have Trump higher than Biden, too. So just something to know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BIN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BIN.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your midweek memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja.
All right, next up from NBCLosAngeles.com, the University of Southern California will not have its pro-Palestinian valedictorian deliver the 2024 commencement speech during graduation, citing security concerns and leading to condemnation from a leading Muslim group. Shortly after USC announced Asna Tabassum, a fourth-year student from Chino Hills with a major in biomedical engineering and a minor in resistance to genocide, was selected as the 2024 valedictorian, there were calls for the university to reconsider their decision. Several organizations asked for USC to remove her as valedictorian because of a link on her social media account that they said contains anti-Semitic language. Tabassum's Instagram account links to a slideshow encouraging people to, quote, learn about what's happening in Palestine and how to help. It calls for, quote, one Palestinian state, unquote, which it says, quote, would mean Palestinian liberation and the complete abolishment of the state of Israel, unquote. This, according to NBC News. Trojans for Israel said this must be denounced as anti-Semitic bigotry. And that's a quote from them. And of course, Trojans are the mascot at USC. Tabassum said the link was shared on her social media account 5 years ago and that she was not the author. So here's one of the things that I and a lot of people have really had a problem with. And there's a parallel that I see. So with this link saying that there needs to be one Palestinian state and Israel needs to be abolished from the state of Palestine, that is not dissimilar from people saying Black Lives Matter. And the Trojans for Israel saying that this must be denounced as anti-Semitic bigotry sounds very much like the All Lives Matter crowd. Or the reverse racism crowd, or, you know, pick a crowd, pick anything that flies in the face of somebody affirming their right to exist. Now, I personally am a huge fan of Jewish faith, Jewish culture, Jewish people. I've loved Jewish people. I've buried Jewish people. I have lived a significant part of my life being a brother to this community. And indeed, I know that a lot of people who are humans first and recognize the humanness of these pleas from the Palestinian people is well-founded, or at minimum, it's founded in their own worldview. They don't look at these affirmations as though it's somehow anti-Semitic. But there are some people who are pro-Israel, we'll call them, who certainly do feel like anything that comes from Palestine or anything that is supportive of Palestinian people continuing to live or otherwise live unencumbered by Jewish influence, that somehow that is anti-Semitic. And I would argue that it's anti-Israeli, but not anti-Semitic. I think that Israel is a country and Judaism is a faith. And I have personally not encountered anybody who has had a problem with the Jewish faith, nor would I allow anybody that did have a problem with the Jewish faith to share time and space with me. But the problem here is that for people who are pro-Israel, which obviously there are going to be some people who feel that Israel is doing exactly what Israel should be doing by continuing to recover the hostages or continuing their efforts to recover the hostages and to protect Israel's interests. You know, there, and rightfully so, there should be some people that feel that way, of course. for those people to continue to refer to everything as anti-Semitic, that feels a little thin. Feels like you're not, you know, getting an argument where these folks are really engaging in the issues and combing through the nuance. They just are painting everything away with these broad strokes. And again, that's not unlike the, oh, this is reverse racism crowd. Affirmative action, oh, that's reverse racism. CRT, oh, that's reverse racism. Black history, that's just reverse racism. Anything that centers or prioritizes Black efforts, it can be painted away by people who choose to paint it away as a reverse racism. And I feel like that is not fair to people who would make an honest, good faith pro-Israel argument. I can respect how recovering the hostages is mission critical. And the invitation to reconcile the effort to recover the hostages with the somewhere in the neighborhood of 40,000 people who've lost their lives in that effort, most of whom are not Hamas soldiers. That's the argument that people should be having, and that is very difficult for pro-Israel people to have. These, relatively speaking, handful of people mean more than these tens of thousands of people who've lost their lives in our effort to recover them. And I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's a more challenging conversation to have. And so it manifests itself in ways like this, where this valedictorian has been put in a position where she cannot deliver her speech. And from what I've read, she's certainly willing to give that speech. But when it's decried as anti-Semitic, even letting her give a valedictorian speech, no one has read the speech. No one knows what she's going to say yet. But to even have her up there as anti-Semitic based on a post from 5 years ago, not months, years ago, it just feels like a little bit of a stretch. And so USC is hearing about it. And I say rightfully so. These are conversations that, for better or worse, we need to have. And in an institution like that, where tough conversations are had and debates are had and so forth and so on, I respect that they're in a tough spot. But yeah, you can't let someone call it what it's not and then bow to them simply for calling it that. I don't think that that's right for anybody. It certainly doesn't do our Jewish brothers and sisters any favors. And obviously, for people who are hoping that Palestine will one day soon enjoy a ceasefire, it doesn't help their cause either. All right. And before we let you go, I've got to remind you that today is the last day of Black Maternal Health Week. Black Maternal Health Week aims to tackle the racial disparity in maternal mortality by spreading awareness and providing resources for Black birthing people before, during, and after pregnancy. The founding organization especially highlights Black midwifery care and full-spectrum Black-led doula care as sound, evidence-based solutions to tackling pregnancy-related deaths that incorporate the true needs, wants, and desires of Black women and birthing people. I implore you to find out more at BINnews.com and learn about this cause. And please continue to champion this cause after today, because Black mortality rates, maternal mortality rates, are something that we should all be paying attention to. Again, you can find out more at BINnews.com. And don't forget that these, of course, and other stories can be found at BINnews.com as well.
This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I am your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. And join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective, right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com.
That's BetterHelp.com.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.